Please turn to hymn number 377. And we will sing stanzas 1, 2, and 3, and you can remain seated. We all know that things change. Nothing stays the same from moment to moment, from day to day. But in a normal cycle of life, we are so busy with everything that we don't always notice the change. Finals week and graduation is a wonderful time to contemplate change because it is happening to us. It really focuses our attention on the fact that, yeah, things are going to change. Finals, graduation, and then the future. The great comfort that we give from this hymn by Paul Gerhardt and almost every hymn that he wrote, we have quite a few of them in our hymn book. He was prolific, and not just prolific, but he was good. Reminds us that in the midst of all of these changes, especially when we're cognizant of them, there is a moment we have to step back and remember that God is, of course, in control of all of this, and he has shown us his heart in the work that his son did for us. Stanza 4, at first it seems a little bit problematic. Hopeful, cheerful, and undaunted, everywhere they appear who in Christ are planted. Now, does that mean that Christians are hopeful and cheerful and unfearing all the time? It's a pretty high standard there for us to consider. But this hope and this joy and this lack of fear comes about because we have been planted, we've been buried with Christ in his death, and then we've also been risen with him in our baptism. Stanza 4 and 5 and then 6 is a good reminder of worrying about the future and that it's a waste of time to do that. So, 4, 5, and 6.
Amen.
Now, Scripture tells us a number of things about the 40 days, the first 40 days of Eastertide, and Christ's appearances to his disciples, and what a strange time that must have been for them. Having lived through the trauma of the crucifixion and been witnesses in some way, shape, or form to the resurrection, and then to have him back, and these occasional clues, and how they must have thought of all the things that he had said to them prior to those events of Holy Week that were now starting to make sense. And now they're waiting for the next shoe to drop, because there's these comments about, I won't be here with you forever, so get ready for this. And of course that happens on Ascension Day when Christ goes up into heaven, where he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And remember, the angels came then to the disciples and said, "Men of Galilee, why are you standing here staring into heaven?" I can't imagine what their experience was. They'd never seen a Superman movie or anything like that. And now to see this physical ascension into heaven, how stunning that was for them. And what an interesting kind of graduation ceremony that would have been. And then for them to remember or to discover in just 10 days the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that obviously changed their lives profoundly in those 50 days. Everything comes into such a great focus. Turn now to hymn 448. Yes, and trying to comprehend these great mysteries of the faith, it's just something we have to stop. And we can't even hardly comment on them, because even though they're reality, they're such fabulous reality that is just outside of the box that we think in. So let's do 448, and let's do stanzas 1 and 2. And let's stand for this, because this is one of our hymns where we go up to a high F. So sopranos and tenors, don't disappoint us. May be seated. You did very well with that F. Thank you. And now turn, please, to 341. Another grand text by Gerhardt, and one that we've sung already in chapel a couple of times in this Easter season. Let's do 6, 7, and 8. And when we get to 8, would you stand for stanza 8? So 6 and 7, you can be seated. Another great, great melody that has that wind up at the end, the last phrase, the same thing, just, well, it's great. So enjoy it. 6 and 7, and then stand for 8. Now may the Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless and preserve us this day and forevermore. Amen.